Good day, Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with the Wall Street Reporter. Today I'm speaking with Andrew Tinkler. He's the CEO of the Stobart Group Limited, which trades on the London Exchange. The stock symbol is STOB. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start off with what is Stobart Group's unique role in the logistics business.
Well, I think what we're a little bit different to a lot because we are fully multimodal, where we're offering our customers different forms of transport, whether it be road, rail, sea, and air. And I think what we're trying to do is understand our customer needs by working with them more to understand, you know, where we can help them to actually look at the carbon footprint and also commercially by forcing the waste out of the industry, because there is a lot of waste in this industry. And I think what we tend to do is we take a job, and then we'll get a job with one customer, but we'll share all our other customers with that to take the empty miles out. So when a truck's running without a load on, it is all waste. So what we're trying to do is get our utilisation up to as high as possible. And I know that the sort of average within the UK at the moment is running at about 70%, but our utilisation is 85%, which makes a massive difference on fuel saving and also cost savings.
Okay, so that's who are some of your typical customers, and also what differentiates you from some of the competition, in addition to this efficiency that you're able to bring out.
Well, I think because of talking about our customers, we've got customers such as Tesco, Coca-Cola, Procter and Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, a lot of blue chip customers, and what we tend to do is provide a service that isn't based around open book, where you provide them with vehicles. It's actually what we call a pay-as-you-go. So, for instance, if you've got 100 load you want moving tomorrow, you'll pay for 100. If you've got 50 the next day, you'll only pay for 50. We're able to do that by sharing our customers as one and roaming around the UK and into Europe, and able to pass one customer's gate and go to the next one because we share the trucks with all the customers.
Okay. Maybe if you can give us a snapshot of the logistics market in the UK and Stobart's role in it. Like, how do you fit into it? Like, what percentage of market share that you have?
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunities. It's a very fragmented market. I think we are running at the moment just nearly 2,000 vehicles, and we're running trains, and we also own ports and airports. But I think we probably at the moment are only about 2% of the market share because it is that fragmented. And I think a lot of consolidation is where we'll be able to reduce some of the waste that's in the system, and it will really help the customers to get the products onto the shop's shelves a lot cheaper, helping both the customer, the consumer, and also providing better opportunities for ourselves to make money.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of money, what is the financial picture looking like? What is the company's revenue picture?
Well, our revenue picture at the moment this year is to deliver about 500 million, which is half a billion pound, and we're looking at a margin of around 5 or 6%.
Okay, and what do you see as the upside in terms of growing the company? Are there acquisition opportunities that you're looking at?
Well, I think the economy has gone through a very hard time over the last 2 or 3 years, and just last year alone we picked a distressed chilled business called Innovate out of administration. That was an £80 million turnover business, and we've got it turned around now. And so I think any opportunities through acquisition would be more through the fact where distressed businesses are really struggling, and we can actually fit them into our system, really making it work at day one, really. I think we've got the foundations now to grow, especially in rail. We're just looking to actually transport rail goods up from Valencia into UK. that's like all the citrus that comes up from Spanish, and I think there's massive opportunities there to what there hasn't been before, because it comes by road at the moment, and every one train saves 50,000 road miles every day. That's 17 million every year.
Okay. And what about expansion? Now, what about expansion into Europe? Do you see opportunities to do that?
I think there is, especially through rail. I think there's massive opportunities through rail because of the long distance. I think what we've got to do, we'll always need a truck at either end of any train. But what we need to do is look to do, let the rail or the water do the long hauls, and really you only use the truck to do sort of what they call the last mile. And that's how you've got to set all your, when you're setting assets up now, you've got to build assets, not just next to near road, but rail and sea and air. So you've got the opportunity of bringing products in via different forms of transport. For instance, 85% of the air freight that comes in around London comes on passenger planes, isn't freight planes. So by working with operators with passenger planes to fill their void under the seats is an opportunity for us to sell to our customers.
Okay. Now, how are you coping with the current economic situation? What are you doing to
Well, I think we're very cautious on looking at risks within commercial risks within a business. It's very important that you can de-risk the business as you're going forward. I think what we've been able to do, we look at the different types of products that we do transport, and we're very fortunate that we're probably 75, nearly 80% of our products is related to the food industry, whether it be food, drink, and household goods. So really we aren't so reliant on the car industry and the building industry, so we're very fortunate that way. But you think you've got to look at ways of actually, in these sort of times, we've been trying to help the customers they are working for, help them out, because it's not easy for anybody. And if we can actually help them by reducing the waste in the industry and making savings for them through our pay-as-you-go model and different forms of transport, everybody benefits. And we are seeing that our volumes are staying level. And I think our growth is coming through new work that we're picking up, because our model can take waste out compared to doing it on an open book basis, where the customer takes all the risk. At least with ourselves, we share the risk with the customers. So we have we put a lot of thought in to see how we can actually reduce the waste.
Okay, so that's very interesting. So your revenues are relatively stable because you've made a conscious decision, a purposeful decision to have most of your revenues come from, I guess, stable areas like food?
Yes, I'm not saying that we wouldn't go into them other areas, but you'd have to look to the volumes that you took on in them areas, because, you know, I think there's a point where the car industry can be ups and downs, you know what I mean? And I think, to be fair, I think it will pick up again, no doubt, and things seem to be happening already. But I think what we're doing now is, in them areas, we're getting a lot of attention from such as Ford Motor Company to understand where we can work together with them to share the assets, to see if we can help them with their transport needs and reduce their costs.
Okay.
So I think it's the model itself that is working, because of the fact is that with ourselves, you only pay for what you use.
Okay. This pay for what you use, is that does anybody else in the industry offer that, or is that something unique to...
Well, I think what you have got is you've got regional hauliers. If you think about it, there's sort of your man that's probably got 20 trucks or even 2 or 3 trucks works that way. But I think with our national scale, there's nobody can give it like we can, because, you know, we can cover the whole breadth of the UK, because, you know, and even into the sort of Europe itself, is because of the amount of scale we've got. So what we're able to do is actually, where you're working with, we tend to work with regional hauliers in certain areas, because, for instance, if we've got an imbalanced load, we would sub it to a qualified haulier that we know that can deliver the service, so that he can actually do his loads cheaper as well. Where open book, the customer tends to pay for everything. Now, if he has a downturn in his volumes, he's usually stuck into a three-year contract. So he's looking out of his window and he's seeing trucks that aren't being utilised. So I think with our own model, he'll only pay for what he needs.
Okay. What are some of the unique growth opportunities or maybe even the challenges that you see in the logistics market over the next, 18 months?
I think, the challenges what I see is to actually be sat down working with your customer, trying to understand their business more, and then understand where your voids are and see if we can fill them. For instance, we tend to, where we deliver a products off at a customer's premises, what we tend to do is say, look, could you give us a load back out of there rather than us doing empty miles? And I think more you can work with the customers delivering different forms of transport, such as rail. I think the rail network in the UK, there's massive opportunity to put more onto rail and even on through feeder ships in and around the UK. And I think what we've got to do is really drive them issues through with the government and with our customers backing and really be able to take the waste out so everybody benefits on the bottom line, really.
Okay. Now, Andrew, let me ask you our final question, which is, in your opinion, why should investors consider your stock?
I think you've got to understand that the Stobart business has a massive brand. It's even got its own cult fan club with about 60,000 members behind it, because every truck's named. But it isn't just about the brand, it's about delivering the service. And I believe that the model we've got in place, there's just, and through a recession like this, people are looking for different alternatives for logistics. And because of our pay-as-you-go model, there's massive opportunities. The business is de-risked, and I just think there can just be growth opportunities now that can add value to the bottom line. And also, we have our dividend there, which delivers a decent yield, and we believe that going forward, we can only strengthen on that. So I think the Stobart business is well-known, well-renowned for its service. It's one of the biggest super brands. It's actually laying 18th in super brands in the UK and Europe. And I think because of that, I think the strong brand behind it and the people we've got working for us, our business model, systems, I think we've been able to de-risk the business in enough to go through an environment like this. Coming out of the other side, it'll just create a lot of massive opportunities for everybody involved.
Well, it sounds great. Well, Andrew, thank you for sharing the story, and I'm sure our audience looks forward to following you in the months ahead.
No problem. Thank you very much.